This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. Homes were evacuated on Tuesday after a natural gas liquids leak occurred during work on Enbridge's Line 5 near Saxon. The Iron County Sheriff's Office says an unoccupied semi-truck rolled into an open excavation site near Sitton Road around 10 a.m. and struck a pipeline releasing natural gas liquids. In an email to Civic Media, the Wisconsin DNR later clarified that the truck struck a natural gas transmission line, not the line carrying crude oil. A DNR spokesperson says the material was released as a gas and is no longer under pressure in the line. However, the amount released into the air is still being calculated. They say the line was shut down to prevent any further release and repairs are planned. Nearby homes were evacuated as a precaution, with emergency crews and hazmat teams responding to the scene. The spokesperson says environmental consulting firm Santec is also conducting air monitoring. Sitton Road remains closed until further notice and a temporary no-fly zone has been established. Power in the area was also shut off due to safety concerns. The Iron County Sheriff's Office says additional information will be provided as it becomes available. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is once again encouraging hunters and meat processors to participate in its deer donation program. The program uses venison from donated deer to help stock food pantries across the state. Since it began in 2000, hunters have donated more than 100,000 deer. This year, the DNR increased its reimbursement for participating meat processors from $100 to $125 per deer. The DNR says they will also give processors $135 per deer when CWD testing is required, which is up from $110. A list of donation sites and information for processors interested in participating are available on the DNR's website. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. Governor Tony Evers is making another request to President Trump, this time for federal disaster aid after July storms in the Fox Valley. The governor is seeking help for people and communities in Forest, Outagamie, Vilas, and Winnebago counties. State and federal damage reviews estimate more than $8 million in residential losses and nearly $14 million in public sector damage. The request follows an EF3 tornado in the Menasha-Appleton area, along with high winds, hail, power outages, and water system problems. Wisconsin is part of a proposed $17 billion settlement with Meta that aims to make Facebook and Instagram safer for children. It'll send up to $313 million to the state. The agreement follows a multi-state investigation into claims that Meta knew its products could harm young users, but failed to do enough to protect them. The settlement must first be approved by a court. The Wisconsin State Fair is reporting an increase in attendance. More than 925,000 visitors were counted during this year's 11-day event in West Allis, an increase compared to last year's edition. However, the number is well short of the record of more than 1.1 million fairgoers in 2024. That was the third consecutive year the fair saw at least 1 million visitors, but is now falling short of that mark for the second straight year. Next year's event is scheduled to take place from August 5th to August 15th. Badger football games are adding competition to the concession stands. Fans will be treated to new menu items this season that's called Battle of the Dogs, where a new hot dog will be introduced each home game based on Wisconsin's opponent. That includes the Michigan State Spicy Spartan Dog and Rutgers Fat Dog. Camp Randall Stadium will be offering other new menu items this year, such as the Badgers Cheeseburger and Takis Street Corn. A woman convicted in the Slender Man stabbing case wants out again. Now, 24-year-old Morgan Geiser's attorney is once again filing a petition for her conditional release. A Waukesha County judge formally signed off on Geiser's conditional release in July of 2025. She was placed in a Madison group home the following September and escaped from it in November. Geiser was found at a truck stop outside of Chicago and returned to Wisconsin a few days later. Her conditional release was revoked December 23rd of 2025. Measles cases in southwestern Wisconsin continue to increase. The latest update from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services says the number now stands at 61, including 17 probable cases of the illness. Iowa County has 35 confirmed cases, while Grant and Lafayette counties are also impacted by the outbreak. DHS officials say residents need to be aware of measles if they haven't already been notified of being directly exposed. Wisconsin anglers may need to change which fish they take home and eat under new state health guidance. The DNR and Department of Health Services have released an updated Choose Wisely booklet with fish consumption advice for waters across the state. Some areas, including parts of the Yahara River chain and the Wisconsin and La Crosse Rivers, now have stricter warnings and do not eat advice for certain species. Officials say fish remain a healthy food, but contaminants such as mercury, PCBs, and PFOs can build up over time. Green Bay city officials are warning residents about a phishing scam targeting people after submitting certain permits or applications. Emails may come from unofficial domains such as USA.com and will demand payment via wire transfer. Some emails have also threatened delays if fees weren't taken care of immediately. The city says residents can verify the request directly by contacting the Community and Economic Development Department. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
The Packers hold a joint practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens at training camp in Green Bay, where things got a little chippy at practice between the Packers and Arizona Cardinals. At least four fights broke out. Packers tight end Tucker Kraft.
You know, I thought we got a lot of good work in. You know, you can always expect some chippiness, but as far as all the joint practices I've been a part of, this wasn't that bad.
The two teams playing their final preseason game tomorrow night, kickoff 7 o'clock. Baseball. The Brewers and Mets tonight wrapping up their series. Brewers pitcher Dustin May knocked out after his first pitch on a comeback hit, thwacking him in the back at 106 miles per hour. Enter Robert Gasser, who pitched the next six innings. The Brewers won 8-1.
He was great. He really was. I mean, that's not an easy assignment. And he knew he was available tonight and gave us parts of six. Made big pitches at big times. Jockey him through that.
That's the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It's going to be a really nice day today. Mostly sunny. We'll get to the mid to upper 70s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop all the way down to 42 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.